last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Last Savior. Well, the program in which we talk about the future we hope for. I am Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host. And here with me, I have Brother Alavi. He's going to help us with the knowledge that we're going to gain through this episode and the coming episodes, of course. So, welcome, brother.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And thanks for inviting me to your show.
It's always a pleasure to be here with you and to have you here.
Same here.
Well, as for us, as the people who are living in the time where the last imam is living, well, we have a special condition in here. So we do not see our imam, but we understood through the previous sessions that there is a strong connection between us. Whatever happens to us, and personally, whatever happens to me, he is aware of it, and he would pray for me like a father. He would take care of me, and without his attention, perhaps, or for sure, of course, all of us are lost. So these were the important points that we got through previous sessions, and also we talked about the fact that going for charities, doing good stuff like giving sadaqah or paying from your money to other people, paying the gifts to the needy people, is going to be a manifestation of your love for the imam. If you do it in the name of imam, actually, that would actually bring you closer to Allah himself. So right now, as a person who believes in imam of their time, I just say that I love him and I want to do something for him. So right. How can I act according to my love?
Let me answer your question with a statement, with a saying from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, if you want to help us, if you want to assist us, just be pious and control yourself and to step in the way of piety. This is the kind of way that you can help us. In another hadith, I want to say some hadith here in some narrations to see what is our duty with regard to assistance of Imam. So Imam Baqir says, if you want to assist me, just be pious. Control your soul. This is a way that you assist me. He directly says, this is a way if you want to help me.
Yeah.
This is the way to help
Restrained,
me.
Restrained, actually.
Yeah. Another hadith, the Imam says that, كُونُوا لَنَا زَيْنًا وَلَا تَكُونُوا عَلَيْنَا شَيْنًا. Imam alayhi salam says that, be our adornment with your behavior, words, actions, and don't be ashamed for us. So again, we see that if we want to assist Imam, we have to control our behavior, we have to control our sayings, we have to control our actions, everything that we do. So you see, I mean, what a beautiful thing is, if we give this statement to a person who does not believe in any divine religion, tell him that our leader said such a thing, right? He said that be good with other people, have a good action, have good morals. You see, what would be the outcome?
Act in a way that if someone sees you, we could be proud of you.
Very true. And if you act against it, it would be a case of shame for us.
Exactly.
Again, another hadith. I want to say that all the hadiths, the exact concept is being strengthened and reinforced. Again, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, if you have come across seeing anyone who is following us, ask them to act upon our sayings. So he continues, pass my salams to them, and I recommend them to take the piety, to be pious and take the piety of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. That they have to be afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what they do. And they need to be religious in their religion. And they have to try their best on the way of God. You have to be famous with your honesty, with your, you have to be trustworthy among people. You have to be famous as a person who continues long prostrations. Mm-hmm. Long prostrations. Again, we have the same from the Holy Prophet that we refer to in our previous sessions.
Because that would bring modesty to your character.
Very true. And to be kind with your neighbors. You see, all are good recommendations. That exactly. If anyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, hears all these recommendations, he says, what a beautiful statement that has been said. Just to be good. Fear Allah. To be kind with your neighbor. If a person actually trusted you and gave something to you, give it back to him later on, even if he acts bad with you. We see that these sayings can be seen again in the statements and sayings of the Holy Prophet as well. But they came from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam.
Yeah, so I guess there are some more of these narrations, but right now we have to go for a break. So thank you.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand-year-old
So in the very first part of today's episode, we understood that if I love Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, so I have to act accordingly. How shall I act accordingly? Well, I must be a good human being.
Very true.
As in generally, I have to be someone who reflects the good things. And if anyone sees me, says, okay, she or he belong to that Imam. So see how good of a follower they are.
Very true. Continuation of this Imam Sadiq's hadith, he says that be connected with your relatives. So they ask us to have our connections with our relatives. We need to attend in their funerals if there is. Hopefully, inshallah, they wouldn't be from any of the Muslims, but naturally it happens.
It's inevitable, unfortunately.
It's inevitable. Visit their patients and pay their dues. If they have any due on you, pay their dues. Again, Imam says that because whoever of you is pious and honest in his religion returns the trust to its owner and has good moral with people. So those who are going to be known as the follower of Imam Sadiq, they have good manners with people, with other people.
They're good with their fellows.
Very true. And then Imam says that then they will say that he's a Ja'fari. And this makes me happy if they told him with a good title of this is Ja'fari because he is doing good actions. This makes me happy. That is, this is the way that you can assist me. And it may come to my heart from him. And they say that this is the way Ja'far ibn Muhammad likes. So Imam defines beautifully that this is the way that you can assist me. There is another hadith that I want to cite to see, because our topic of discussion is how can we assist Imam Zaman alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. We said what Imam Baqir said, we said what Imam Sadiq said. Now another hadith that we want to recite. In a hadith, it says that if you want to test our Shias, our followers, test them with three things. First, they're paying attention to their salah, to their prayers in the right time. So if a person is curious, is cautious of his prayers to be performed in the right time, exactly at the time of prayers, he is a right follower of us. Mm-hmm. Not the one who prays, for example,
at whatever time
comes. At whatever time that he or she likes, right? Second, keeping secrets from the enemy. There are secrets among the school of Ahlul Bayt. Those secrets should not be disclosed. So a person who actually controls the secrets of the family of the Prophet, the secrets of the Prophet, definitely there are some secrets in every religion. These secrets should not be disclosed. Some of Ahadith are a cause of enjoyment and ecstasy among the followers, but they are not necessarily the case of
to be
ecstasy
told to others.
Among others,
yeah,
right? They need to be kept as secret. Next, conciliation with religious brothers in poverty. We have a beautiful dua in the supplications of the month of Sha'ban that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to assist our brothers in faith, our brethren. We say that in dua, وَارْزُقْنِي وَسَطْ مَنْ قَدْ تَرْتَ عَلَيْهِ. that is giving me this chance to assist my brothers in faith, those whose life is actually is passing very difficulty.
Yeah.
In difficulty.
Those who are in need.
Those who are in need. Allah give me the tawfiq. So this is one of the signs that we can understand that this person is helping his imam or not. That he cares for the issues of needy people.
Exactly.
So if we see that a person is cautious for his prayers in the right time, is keeping the secrets of the household of the Holy Prophet, and third, he's caring for the help, he's caring for the helping of the people who are in need, so it means that he's assisting his imam. So all in all, with other hadith that we refer to, these three, plus those that we said earlier, helping our neighbors, I don't know, being pious, taking the rules of piety and caring for the piety and afraiding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being famous for our honesty, being famous for and being trustworthy among people, giving good names to our kids, giving the names of Ahlul Bayt to our kids, to our children, learning their words and teaching them to our children, being happy in their happiness, being sad in their sadness. They are among the things that we can assist our imam.
So your life generally must be a manifestation of your religion.
Definitely.
And how truthful of a servant you are.
Very true, exactly.
In this way, you're going to be assisting the imam of your time, and this is how you're going to show your love towards him.
Very true, exactly. Have to refrain from whatever wants to distort the image of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam, whatever discords them in front of others. For example, if we do something which is really bad and say this is the follower of that school of thought, so this is not that good. In case we are in need of migrating from somewhere to another place just to save our religion, we have to perform it. So this is again among the things that when we want to assist him, if a migration is needed, we have to migrate. We should not hesitate in migration. We have to invest in the way of preaching their school. It's not that just to care for our personal issues and personal matters that we have in our lives. We have a duty in this world. Even whatever we do, since whatever we do should have a color of closing ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
So what makes us closer to Allah? These teachings that we are learning from imams. Because imams are not collecting people to make them closer to themselves. They want to take our hand to give to put it in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
So we should not again get confused that Allah has a hand or not.
No, it's metaphorically.
Metaphorically I'm talking about because I'm afraid of different interpretation. And what we can do? In this way, definitely, we might have some obstacles, or specifically at the time of absence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, but Imam Sadiq gave us a cue. Imam Sadiq said, if at that time you want to assist your imam and you face lots of fitness,
difficulties
lots of
and obstacles,
difficulties, then you have to recite a good dua. Allahumma arifni nafsak, fa innaka lam tu'arifni nafsak, lam a'rif rasulak. اللهم عرفني رسولك فإنك إن لم تعرفني رسولك لم أعرف حجتك اللهم عرفني حجتك فإنك إن لم تعرفني حجتك ضللت عن ديني. He says recite this dua. This is very important. When you don't know what to do, you're stopped in some crossroads. You don't know which road to select and to go, because it's quite famous, and we have been told from before that at the time of absence of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, is in the occultation, lots of fitnas come up, specifically before his advent. Lots of fitness come up, and we should be careful to step in the right way.
So to recite this is going to help us.
Definitely, this dua is very important to save us from all those.
Exactly. And there are some more of du'as like this that would help us in the time of the absence of Imam Mahdi ajalallahu farajah. So thank you, brother, and thank you, dear listeners. This is all the time that we had for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.